don't like rugby or AFL. Cricket to me is as boring as hell. When the race stops the nation, I won't even look. I'll be reading a book because I'm an Australian. Take it from me. I fry in the sun and I sink in the sea. I prefer Sauvignon Blanc to VB, and I can't drive a manual car. I've heard of our anthem, but I've never learnt it. I tried to barbecue meat and I burnt it. And I've never gambled or smoked, I confess. I prefer playing chess because I'm an Australian, so I've been told. You won't catch me surfing, I might catch a cold. My chicken-like body does not fit the mould. But I've done some research and lo and behold, the rugby league final was a rating sensation. 2.3 million tuned in round the nation. But that's just 10% of the whole population, meaning 90% of us don't give a shit. So we're all un-Australian, sing it with pride. What is Australian? We will decide. Cause when you don't fit in a stereotype, buy a new stereo, turn it up high and sing, I'm un-Australian. Real Aussie men should be more scared of me than I am of them. I'm a skinny, weak loser. It's sad, but it's true. And that's just as Aussie as you. Thank you so much. I would now like to invite back to the stage Richard Vawdrey on cello. For those listening to this at some future date, I'll just describe the scene for you so you can see. Richard has just walked on stage wearing nothing but underpants and sporting a gaping head wound. It appears he's been involved in some sort of fist fight or gangland war on the streets of Melbourne, but he's no doubt aware of the importance of this symphony and the show must go on. So thank you, Richard, for your professionalism. And thank you for four claps over there. This next song goes out to all the nature lovers in the audience, which I know is a rather all-encompassing term, so it's more of a guilt trip, really, to suggest that if you don't like the song, you have no soul. So...